If you've ever tried to find a map showing the feeder pattern for the Pittsburgh Public Schools, you might have come up empty. The school district says it doesn't have a map it can give to the public that shows which schools kids are assigned to based on where they live. So we made one, and when we looked at the map, we saw lots of stories. This is Dividing Lines, the Shape of Education in Pittsburgh, a podcast from 90.5 WESA. I'm Liz Reed. Today, 3/4 of the students at Minadeo Elementary in Squirrel Hill are Black, but the neighborhood it draws from is mostly white. 90.5 WESA Zach Goldstein reports the choices parents make for their own children impact the educational experiences of other kids.
Marquita Brown is the mother of a fifth grader at Minadeo and is also on the board of the school's parent-teacher organization. She says her daughter is happy, outgoing, and is succeeding there.
She likes it. She's a straight-A student. She's gifted. She's had no issues with parents or teachers.
But Brown says it is strange how, like hers, so many families there are African-American, given that most kids eligible to attend are white. One clue as to why this difference exists is the school's capture rate of 23%. In the case of Minadeo and other schools with low capture rates, most students assigned to the school actually go to private, magnet, or charter schools, or are homeschooled. Our analysis found that schools with a higher percentage of African-American students tend to have a lower capture rate. Ann Owens is a sociologist at the University of Southern California who studies school segregation. She says that this association is not unique to Pittsburgh.
White parents tend to want to avoid schools serving large proportions of minority students.
Owens says research shows this remains true even after accounting for things like test scores and funding.
I do think that's evidence that there's some sort of explicitly racial preferences going on there.
Students at Minadeo perform about the same as the district average academically. Some white parents are going against the trend. This includes the president of Minadeo's parent-teacher organization, Jody Hanley. Hanley says she simply wanted her kid to attend a school within walking distance of her home, and she also liked that Minadeo has a diverse student population. But she finds other parents are often surprised at her decision.
When we told some parents that whose kids went to the same preschool as ours, it was a private preschool, their reaction was often, "Oh, you lost the lottery."
She's referring to the lottery needed to get into a magnet school in Pittsburgh. Hanley says other parents, who were nearly always white, wrongly assumed that she tried and failed to get into a magnet school.
In fact, it was the exact opposite. We didn't apply to anything else. We sent our kids to Minadeo because it was the most logical choice for us.
Key James's daughter also started at Minadeo, but ended up switching to the environmental charter school in Regent Square after some students with behavioral problems disrupted her education. James has noticed that the environmental charter school does a better job of managing classrooms where many kids have behavioral issues.
Classroom sizes were small. You know, they were a lot smaller than Minadeo, and they had two teachers in the classroom.
That meant that one teacher could deal with a disruptive student while the other continued teaching. In retrospect, James says she hopped on the bandwagon with a group of parents sending their kids to the charter school because of the problems they saw at Minadeo. This made both schools more racially segregated, and James's African-American daughter became part of a small minority at the charter school. She says that her family ultimately decided to leave the charter school because of the lack of diversity there.
We struggled a lot with her identity, with her sense of identity and where she belonged and how she, you know, the friends that she made, because it was a very different demographic.
James sent her daughter back to Minadeo for the next school year and says it was like coming home. Ann Owens says that even parents' good intentions can hold back progress on achieving diversity. Like Key James, parents simply want to pick the school they think is best for their kids, says Owens.
Which is totally understandable, but that often does not result in racial integration.
Owens says integration has all kinds of positive impacts on kids' lives. White students who attend integrated schools are better prepared to enter an increasingly diverse workplace. Students of color are more likely to graduate high school and less likely to live in poverty, and that can have a lasting impact for generations to come. I'm Zach Goldstein, 90.5 WESA News.
On the next episode, Sarah Bowden looks at what happens to a neighborhood when a school closes. Find out more at wesa.fm/dividinglines. I'm Liz Reed. Thanks for listening.